This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, after Caitlin Bennett leaves us, I promise we'll get to Rex and Adam and Josh and Ben and Robert and Chad. If you can't hold, I understand. It's great. We have 20-something phone lines. It's also bad. It's already took like 10 calls. But I want to continue with your calls. But we've got Caitlin Bennett on us right now. We've got Mr. Cargill popping in as well to talk about the homeless problem and how the Democrats do it by design. And we've got Mark, who's a police officer, wants to talk about red flag laws. And we'll do that with Caitlin Bennett in the next segment. But Caitlin, again, I don't like attacking Dan Crenshaw. We're barely keeping Texas red. But what's the use of having Republicans if they act like Democrats? And so a lot of people got pissed at me when I didn't attack Crenshaw a few weeks ago when he was out there, you know, playing kissy face with all the Democrats, being praised all over CNN, MSNBC, because I knew Trump was manipulating him. I still don't like playing politics. I don't like it. But I told you Trump would shelve it. I know you're still mightily angry at Trump. You have that right. And I think it was people being mad that made, you know, Trump in the final equation back off even quicker. But Crenshaw's still out there flogging this dead horse. And so that tells me he's pretty bad news.
Well, what I didn't know before I made this video, and I did some research about him, and I found out all these things, he actually met with Moms Demand Action, which is a gun control group, back in February. And he told me, I think one of the most damning things about the messages was that he told me that he's been thinking about this for years. He's been thinking about red flag laws and gun control and implementing them for years. So what's the use? Like you said,
oh, that's the key you made. Oh, oh my gosh. I'm only interrupting because it's so key. When you read all the transcripts, you guys went back and forth like 10 times or whatever. He said, oh, I've been supporting this for years. This is my policy. But then he told everybody he wasn't for it during the campaign. So he's a damn liar.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's probably a carpetbagger. I don't think he's been here six generations. We'll find out.
Yeah, well, he was actually born, I think, in Sweden, I think, but he had born to American parents, so I don't really know the whole story with that, but it's just really, really upsetting seeing how the Democrats are so passionate about gun control and confiscating firearms and taking them from us. We need someone on the right that's just as passionate about the opposite, about keeping firearms in the hands of people. So I think as right-wingers, as conservatives, as Trump supporters, we have to call it out. And I'm not attacking Dan Crenshaw. I'm not doing that. And that's why I kept it very polite in my messages. I wanted to go, you know, my usual aggressive self and just tell him that he's ridiculous. He's a soy boy. He's acting like a child. But I kept it cool, and I was hoping to change his mind, and I didn't. One thing that the Democrats have is that when they get backlash for something, they might apologize or just ignore it entirely. He's not doing anything. He is doubling down. He is attacking people who he needs on his side. He even said it in the messages if you go to the video and watch it. And I really encourage everybody to do that. It's 20 minutes, but seriously go and watch it. He tells me, he attacks me for not supporting him. And he even says, I've reached out to a lot of influencers on social media because he knows we're mad at him. We don't support this. So he has to try to alienate us, make us feel bad so that we change our mind, so that we don't get attacked by Dan Crenshaw. He's not that scared. He's not that scary. He doesn't scare me. He doesn't intimidate me. I know what I believe in. And shame on him, honestly, for trying to attack my personality instead of my ideas.
Well, you're right. I mean, I've read the big transcript. It's in your video. It's posted under the article. People need to really see it at libertyhangout.org. And like Matt Drudge said, when he was here in studio almost 4 years ago, everybody has to build their own sites again. We have to surf the web again. We have to build our own internal systems, our own audio, our own video. InfoWars has done that. We're going to start having more contributors that are able to access our systems to back up their videos. We can't have it open to the public or they'll go post child porn or whatever to try to shut us down. But we are going to have contributors that are able to double down, unlike Crenshaw, for the Second Amendment and post audio and video to our site for people that are members. We're going to announce this soon so that people have a home where they know what they put up will not be erased or removed. We're going to take some calls on this subject with Caitlin Bennett straight ahead. You got to go watch her video. It's long, but she reads through it all. She devastates every argument. And she shows that Dan Crenshaw, and we'll show you the photos and videos, we already showed him, literally at gun control conferences. I mean, this guy is working for the other side, unfortunately.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we need every pro-Second Amendment congressman we've got in this fight to restore the Republic. First Amendment's under attack, Second Amendment's under attack. And I sat, not on the fence, but I wasn't too loud about it, when Trump came out and said, okay, yeah, I don't like mentally ill people getting guns. We've got to stop them getting it. Maybe some of these red flag laws would be good. Well, then he learned what was in the red flag laws and how unpopular it was. And Trump shelved it and said, we're not going to do that. He said, because it wouldn't do anything. All these people said they're going to kill people. Most of them get the guns illegally. I've already gone over that 40 plus times that the lunatic kook that shot all those people in Parkland, Florida last year, 40 plus times the police were called saying he's going to kill people. He'd walk around saying, I'm coming to school to kill you. He committed all these crimes and was let go by a liberal law they passed where you can commit all these crimes and not go to jail if you're, quote, a minority. Cruz wasn't even Hispanic, but he was adopted by Hispanics who both had died recently. It's a very suspicious story. The point is that this wouldn't protect us. But people got mad at Trump, and rightfully so, but he's backed off on that. One of the few chinks in Trump's armor. But Dan Crenshaw is still doubling down, putting on all the sail he can to get that boat going as fast as he can. And the last straw for me was watching Caitlin Bennett's piece on InfoWars.com this weekend, where he sends her a mean message. She goes back and forth. He tries to belittle her. And then we learn he's hanging out with gun control groups and wants no due process. Your guns are taken. Caitlin Mark's a police officer in Texas. And he wants to comment on this. But other points you haven't had a chance to make before I go to him.
I was just saying, please watch the video, share the links, everything like that. Let's go to the police officer. I'm really interested to hear what he has to say.
Well, listen, Caitlin, do this. Tell people your Twitter. Retweet it right after you're off in a few minutes so people can find it easier there. We'll also repost it because we're not trying to hurt Crenshaw. He's hurting us. He's coming for the rights that our veterans going back to 1776 fought for. And when he does that, any good work he's ever done for this country, he betrays. Benedict Arnold was one of our greatest generals. Of course, he'd been a double agent the last 3 years of the war because he thought the British were going to win. We almost lost the war because of him. So now he's the worst of traitors. And we have to stop going along with this. We have to let these rhinos know. Oh, by the way, briefly tell folks, we'll go to the police officer. What originally triggered him? It was a photo of him with a plastic rhino.
Yeah, so I was in Boston in Quincy Market, and I took a photo with a fake rhino that's decorated with, you know, stars and stripes, and I was like, look, I'm with Dan Crenshaw. It only got like 1,000 likes, but he was so bothered by it that he had to start messaging me saying, oh, you don't care about me, you don't care about the right, you just want to alienate people. And I'm like, if that's what you get out of that, then fine. I'm trying to criticize your actions and your policies, but he's just butthurt, so...
Well, it shows that he's really afraid. Again, the last straw for me, and we'll go to the call, is, in fact, you have the transcript there, but he said, oh, look at you at the Bernie thing. Oh, you poor little victim. You weren't a victim. You went in there to cover what he was doing. They threw you out. The police said it was wrong. It was a public venue. It was a school auditorium. And then Crenshaw's making fun of your First Amendment. So, I mean, this guy's got a real problem.
I mean, he has a serious problem with trying to go after people who are trying to criticize his ideas. What is really funny about him mentioning me about the Bernie Sanders thing is that he's trying to say I had a victimhood mentality during that when I didn't. And if he would have answered my first message when I asked him to share the video, he would have seen it and he would have actually talked to me about it. But he's calling me a victim, saying that I'm playing the victim card. That video was months ago, and that's what he chooses to try and come after me for. So I think there's a lot of insults and belittlement that he's trying to get thrown at me and trying, I think he was trying to bait me into being mean to him so maybe he could post
them. He was trying to demoralize you like the Chi-Coms are trying to do to America, but it's not going to work. Let's go to Mark in Texas. A police officer wants to comment on red flag laws. The police officers I've talked to say it's unconstitutional. Plus, it wouldn't have ever saved anybody with these mass shootings. People are always getting warned. The laws are on the books. You're saying you're going to kill somebody. We can have your guns taken if it's a credible threat. But what about what this will do to police, turning you guys into an army of gun-confiscating Gestapo? That doesn't sound like a very safe profession.
Well, God bless InfoWars. We have a Facebook page, Town Hall for Crenshaw. It's Town Hall for Crenshaw. We are bringing him back to the district September the 7th at 9 a.m. at Crosby Church so he can come explain his TAPS Act and red flag laws. We're not happy in the district. We're volunteers. We work really hard for him. And we want some answers here.
Well, please tell us how you work for him and why you're upset.
Well, as a matter of fact, my buddy and myself, we got a fundraiser together for him, brought in a lot of money. We've worked the polls. We walked the neighborhoods, talked to people. And we did a lot of good work for him and a lot of hard work for him. And now we're getting slapped with this. We love our country, we love our Constitution, we love our Second Amendment, and we're not going to tolerate that. I would also like to say to Caitlin that I saw the video, and I appreciate your style of activism very much.
Thank you. Stay safe,
continue the mission, and stay strong out there. Alex,
thank you so much.
Has changed my life. Y'all rock. And also, before y'all let me go, I have body armor for your reporters, so you can send me back to the screener, and I'll be happy to give it to y'all if you would like to have it.
Well, you're very nice to say that, sir, but I don't want to put you through any expense. I mean, in fact, if the reporters want body armor, we should probably buy it for them. It's kind of got to that point, but we'll do that. But you sound like a pretty level-headed, smart police officer. Why are you against red flag laws? Just because they're unconstitutional? Plus, look at all the cases. There's almost never been a case where extrajudicial taking guns would, in almost every case, these guys are telling everyone, I'm going to kill everybody. I love Satan. I'm going to go kill people, and then they're not being arrested.
Right. Well, I find it unconstitutional. And this TAPS Act is a grant to have a local law enforcement do what the feds want. These people are our friends and neighbors. I don't want to go collect their guns. And I'm a police officer. I'm not a psychiatrist. What are they thinking?
And expand on how his particular red flag law, from what I've seen, is one of the worst, about how it federalizes you. Explain that because you're an expert on that.
Well, it is a grant, and I do work in an area where there are grants. Grants are driven by stats. You want that grant money? You better produce. Very dangerous, especially when you start talking about our constitutional rights.
So what you're saying is they're putting a bounty on gun confiscation extrajudicially, where just because a crazy neighbor or leftist or whoever says, oh, I saw his guns, they scare me. I see that all the time in California. Bloomberg reported last year. That's their model. If someone's uncomfortable, I see the case all the time where an old guy's cleaning guns in his garage and the neighbor thinks they're illegal and calls the SWAT team.
Well, Alex, I've been reading the bill. And for me, the scariest part of the bill is that it's so vague. It's simply creating the framework for a new entity that's going to do this, but it doesn't say what they're looking for, how it's going to operate. It's just showing that the Director of Homeland Security or Secretary of Homeland Security is going to be in charge of this. Now, can you imagine if Janet Napolitano was our Director of Homeland Security again? You know, Islam was not our biggest threat. It was our veterans returning home. So maybe if this pass does pass under President Trump, we may be okay for a while, but who knows if we ever get President Warren or President Sanders, where's this beast going to go?
You're absolutely right. And I'll say this. I will not support President Trump if he actually gets behind any of these bills. I mean, if he says, we need to have stronger enforcement of the background check or something like that, where all the time the people have been in mental institutions, like the Texas shooter at the church last year. He'd been in a mental institution. He'd been adjudicated to not be able to own guns. He had a disorderly discharge or a bad discharge from the military. Dishonorable is the word. And he shouldn't have been able to own guns. And the Pentagon, the Air Force, never put his name in the database. So if Trump had some funding to have a better database or something to stop mentally ill people, that'd be fine with me. But not psychiatrists, psychologists, just random people wave a magic wand. They're the same ones saying Trump's crazy. God bless you, Mark. Great points. Caitlin, we're out of time. Thank you so much. You're amazing. Please join us again. And we're always watching at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, your daily reports, and at LibertyHangout.org. So we're praying for you, and just keep it going.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have the owner of Central Texas Gunworks, Mr. Cargill, one of my good friends, popping in to talk about red flag laws and how they're expanding the homeless problem by design. Then your phone calls will continue. Please stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Then if you want to stay on hold, callers, I love you to death. I'll get to you in the segment after that, the segment after that. Tomorrow in the fourth hour, we're going to have reporters who were embedded with the Hong Kong resistance who just got back. They are going to be hosting the fourth hour, Savannah Hernandez, and, of course, Greg Reese and others. So look for that tomorrow in the fourth hour. A lot of other surprise guests and things that are coming up here throughout the week. Now, Michael Cargill is a veteran. He's an entrepreneur. He's got a very successful gun shop and firearms training institute. And he's who I got my concealed carry through as well. And he's a frequent guest. I mean, he's probably in the last 7-8 years been in here 100 times. He's always welcome. He just tells us when he wants to come on, and he comes on. But I called him today, and he came right over. Not just because he keeps exposing the homeless crisis that the mayor admits they're making worse to, quote, get more funding, which then brings more homeless, which then gets more funding, literal heroin heads everywhere, crapping all over the street. He videotaped it. So I'll tell you when to turn away. That's coming up next segment. But I wanted to get him on about the red flag laws and a focus on how dangerous they are and how bad they are. What Trump was being told is it's just more funding for people that we know are mentally ill to be able to take guns when they're threatening to kill people. Well, Trump's like, we already have that on the books. That's why he said and shelved it last week. Still, it's frightening he would look at that. I agree. But Dan Crenshaw, he's been pushing the worst forms of it and won't stop. So I'm really upset to learn that we've got a Democrat in Republican clothing. I don't want to go off on a jag against him, but what is your take on the red flag fiasco?
We, you know, Alex, we already have laws on the books right now, you know, and you really can't legislate crazy, you know, so we can't create new laws that are going to, you know, stop someone from doing something they really want to do. This guy, you know, that we're talking about drove from what, Dallas, Texas to El Paso, you know, 10 hours to actually kill random people. So you have someone that's dead set on doing something like this. There are no new laws that we can come up with. What you can do is say, hey, you know, if you, the mother, the father who was a counselor noticed something was wrong with their son, they should have gotten some help. You know, but it's not up to us, you know, to actually, you know, do something about that beforehand.
Move your microphone a little bit. It's cutting out. Sure, you're making great points. Well, look at Ohio. The guy was a devil-worshipping Antifa. And the guy in Texas was an Antifa. They just erased his pages and put up that he was a right-winger. I'm really worried that Antifa is staging these events to get our guns. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy in Ohio admitted it.
Yeah, and very dangerous people. What we need to do is I suggest everyone, you know, you go out there, you train up, you arm yourself, you get yourself prepared, and you get yourself ready, because there are people that are dead set, Antifa, whoever they are, dead set on committing just carnage around this nation, and it's really up to us to make sure that we're prepared to handle that. We can take care of our families, we can take care of ourselves, and that we stay trained and stay armed.
Michael Cargill of CentralTexasGunWorks.com, a veteran, an entrepreneur, and a person teaching the Second Amendment. You know, the left tries to indoctrinate our children. The way to defend the Second Amendment, I believe, is to exercise it properly, inform others and train others, and really bring them out of the slavery of not being able to defend yourself.
Absolutely. You know, and I try to do that for my, you know, my students. I try to release the chains from their wrists and from their ankles and free them and say, hey, you know, here's the knowledge. Here's the power. Go out there and do great things and be great citizens of this country.
Let's talk about Crenshaw, because everybody was calling me, including a lot of military people that I'm friends with, saying, go after Crenshaw, go after Crenshaw, and I wasn't really paying attention. Then I saw that he's been supporting all sorts of stuff, and I don't want to make him a target politically. I just want him to get back with you know, the law and find Jesus, basically.
Yeah, you know, Dan Crenshaw, he's gone off the path right now. I don't know what's going on with him, you know, where he's getting off on, you know, talking about red flag laws and all this little tangent that he's on. But he needs to remember his base. Remember that the people that sent him to D.C. sent him there for a reason. And that is, you know, Texans want to be. We love our firearms. We love our Second Amendment. We love, you know, praising the Lord and pass the ammunition. We do not need a U.S. congressman telling us, you know, that you're going to walk into our homes and take our guns, because that's not going to happen here in Texas. That's not going to stand in the United States. We're just not going to put up for any of that stuff.
And it's because people know guns, they know their rights, and they're dug in. If we knew all our other rights and were dug in, the system would never be able to take our other rights.
Absolutely. And it's important that you educate yourself on all the different laws. Understand our Constitution. Understand how we got to where we are today. Learn history and how all that stuff works. And, Alex, you know all this stuff. You know, because, like, in Austin, we're talking about, like, the homeless and all that stuff. I mean, they literally, it started way back in, like, the 50s where they went into the asylums and actually shut them down. And now we have people that are just living amongst us that are just, you know, crazy and just losing it.
I think that's about half of it. And the rest is they'll give them a city check and a federal check and come out with vans and cater to them a couple times a week, giving them free goodies, and they put it all into heroin, all into meth, all into alcohol, and all around my office, all around your office, these used to be nice areas, they're just people lounging around in easy chairs, shooting heroin up. You'll drive by, they're just crapping right in the street in front of you. Your kids are like, Daddy, what's that? And they're just like monstrous, you know, mean, gross drug addicts.
And I don't want to come off as someone that's, you know, being heartless and picking on the homeless, you know, but we're talking lawlessness. You know, a person has a right to, you should have a right to live, you know, and not be a responsible person if you don't want to, but take care of yourself. That's all fine.
Well, I mean, like you said, half of them are mentally ill, but right. But the rest are just absolutely out of control drug addicts.
Lawlessness, just complete lawlessness, and it's going to have to take some tough love, because we have people that are, you know, being sent here from other states.
They bus them here.
Yes, from other cities. And they're saying, hey, you know what? We don't want them.
And the mayor knows that. I'm sure. Did you hear the mayor when he was on the KLBJ about a month ago? And he said, I'm making the law where they can camp in your front yard. That's the law, except for the city council. I'm not joking. Talk about hypocrisy. So that we get more money and fix the problem. That's just going to bring more of them here.
Absolutely. They're coming. You know, we're seeing this every single day. You go down to the bus station, they're rolling in, and no one's doing anything. We've got to reverse what the city of Austin has done, because as goes the city of Austin, will go to every other city in this state and every other city and state in this nation.
And again, folks, they can on the sidewalk in front of your house, and because before the cops would stop them in neighborhoods. Well, now they want to be in your neighborhood, folks. Well, when we come back, we'll show the video. This is your nice facility. They're out there. We're not going to show the video yet. Describe what you just catch on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's sad. It's you know, I have, you know, customers coming in, customers leaving, and they're, you know, witnessing this stuff, and it's just really sad. It's something that we really shouldn't have to put up with, but this is where we are. You know, this is the place that we made. This is the state of Texas that you're turning into. We have people that are moving here from California, moving from Washington State, from Oregon, and they're bringing those ideas with them. And we've got to do something. We've got to push back and say, you know what? This has got to stop. This complete lawlessness, just lounging around, doing nothing, not being productive to society, and just committing crime, stealing, and it's got to stop.
Richard Linklater, back in the 90s, made the famous film Slacker, but it's not an owner's manual. And, again, we shouldn't pay for people's sex changes. And we shouldn't pay for homeless to just lay around and inject heroin all day. We're going to come back and play this video, but describe it. In one video you got on the news, he injects heroin, and this is what they do. Then he craps all over the place.
Oh, he's defecating, and he's actually trying to shoot up all at the same time, all in one stride, not even breathing, just shooting up and crapping all in the same time.
And, folks, it's a formula. The Democrats do it everywhere. It's a plan. It's a plan. We'll explain how to stop it on the other side. Throw their dirty asses out. That includes the homeless that are criminals and the mayor of Austin, the chief criminal amongst them.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency
Thomas Jefferson predicted
over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Left to buy Super Male Vitality at 50% off, ladies and gentlemen, and get a free bottle of Carnivore 30 for absolutely free. And by the way, call the crew across the street because I did this special myself. It's 50% off, not 25% off.
So anybody that's already ordered, we'll honor it at 50 and change that for you. So, because I was here last night getting these specials set up. So 10 days left to buy Super Male Vitality at 50% off and get Carnivore 30 absolutely free with all these great enzymes that are in it. And it's 50% off DNA Force Plus, the amazing nootropic, the amazing system that's good for energy, your mitochondrial DNA, the PQQ, the CoQ10, all of it, ladies and gentlemen, at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. It's one of our best specials ever. And again, we've got the MycoZX that goes in and knocks out the candida, the mold, the yeast, and the gut. Normal probiotics are great. They're good bacteria that displace the bad ones. That's only part of the equation. Then you've got the mold, the yeast, and all the rest of it that's so bad nowadays. That knocks it out. Then you add something like the carnivore that's got this really powerful enzyme in it that helps dissolve the protein and the fat in your stomach, in your guts, and it is the trifecta together. It's a great product. There's $17-plus dollars of product in the carnivore bottle. So this is almost a lost leader with 50% off DNA Force Plus. In fact, they may have just said 25% off this because maybe it loses money. Because, I mean, I told them what to do a couple days ago and last night in the meetings about our new pitch, and I saw this. Maybe we'll keep it at that. I don't know. Maybe it's losing money because this costs us like almost $8 for the Carnivore 30. This costs us $17.80-something for the Carnivore 90. This is a great product, and I want you to see how amazing it is. So I'm giving you a free bottle of it because of all the probiotic type stuff out there, this isn't just the best. It's an area that most people don't supplement in, and it's one of the most dramatic. So take advantage of those huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com for a very limited time because we only have a couple thousand bottles of each to be part of this sale. We've got to keep the rest back because a lot of this isn't coming in for 10 weeks. Done talking about that. Now, we're going to just roll this video in the background while you speak about it. It's gross, so a lot of folks won't want to watch it, but we're documenting what's going on for radio listeners to scribe just daily. A couple of years ago, I bought a lot of guns at your place or, you know, been over there taking classes from you, never saw homeless. Now, whether you're in North Austin, whether you're in Westlake, whether you're in South Austin, nice areas, bad areas, they're just homeless encampments everywhere, encroaching now, even at the businesses.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to, you know, talk bad about the homeless itself. I'm, you know, really, you know, focusing on the lawlessness that we're seeing here. And you're absolutely correct. Yeah, we're seeing this everywhere. And it was not like this over a year ago, you know, but now it's just terrible. We have, you know, I walk outside my door and literally I'm standing here. I'm looking at this guy. This guy is he's doing the number two and he's shooting it up at the same time. Literally right by my front door where my customers are coming in and going out. And this is a very busy area. We have there's a transit station, a bus station right next door to us. There's the, you know, we have people that are going in to get acupuncture done. We have people going in to get physical therapy. A lot of stuff is going on. It's a very heavy traffic area.
There's a restaurant.
Yeah, a restaurant there as well. And that's what you see when you're walking across the parking lot. You see someone who's defecating and shooting up all at the same time, right in front of your face in broad daylight.
And let's be clear, that some are mentally ill, we should take care of them. You know, the churches, the system used to do that. There's a lot more mental illness now, though, because of all the corruption and drugs. That's causing mental illness. Weaponized marijuana is causing massive schizophrenia increases. But a lot of them are just piratical, rude. Like the drag rats are a gang of mainly white kids that have been around at least 20 years that beat up and rob people down on the UT drag, and the police aren't able to do anything about it. So a lot of these are violent gangs as well.
And what's funny about it is University of Texas is pushing back. You have the UT police chief just released a statement today. He's saying, hey, you know, something needs to be done. And this is actually pretty funny because you have the progressive Democrats that are pushing against the progressive Democrats. You know,
that's incredible.
Yeah, the University of Texas, they're saying, hey, it's too much for them. And they're the ones that say, you know, bring us your poor, bring us everything. You know, we can handle it. We're the progressive liberals here. And it's too much for the University of Texas.
Well, it even made the newspapers, you know, we put it up on screen earlier when the mayor went on local talk radio and said, I did this to show you the homeless problem so that we get more funding. But he's inviting them here from all over the country. The end game is the city services all this. The city gets money to take care of the homeless. And then city council members, family members, and folks run the groups that skim money off the top. The drug dealers selling the drugs. I mean, they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, you have ladies that are being raped on a weekly basis in this town. Sexual assault is happening in our parks.
Oh, crime's exploding.
Yes, in our parks. And they're just, you know, encampments are growing in the parks, and that's the place that it wasn't supposed to be. He said, you're not going to be able to do this at City Hall property. You're not going to be able to do this also in the parks. But that's not what's happening. We're seeing this happening right now. Law enforcement's not doing anything about it, and you have kids that are scared. You have the little girls, little boys that are scared to go to school, to walk to school. It's just not safe for them anymore.
Well, I went to Seattle early last year, and we were staying at a four-star hotel, not in a nice area of town. There were crack pipes and needles right outside when you walked out with my children. And then when I would try to go places, there was feces all over the place and homeless encampments everywhere. And they're on heroin that the Chi-Coms are shipping in. And that's really what it is a heroin epidemic.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say to that. That's sad, you know, because you're talking needles you have to bypass. My goodness, that is not something that's supposed to happen.
And we've got Democrats leaving California and Oregon and places to come here, but they bring their culture with them.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And we don't want that in Texas. This is Texas, the Lone Star State. We don't want that. You know,
we don't want to be the lone poop state. Why do you think every blue city is infested with rats, feces, and needles and getting worse?
It's the leadership. The leadership that people are voting into those cities. It's happening in Dallas, in El Paso, San Antonio. That leadership is allowing this type of behavior to happen.
Let's be clear. Almost every city in Texas is blue now.
Yeah. Almost every major city, your large cities, except you're, you know, out in West Texas, East Texas, your smaller towns, they're remaining red and strong, and they don't have these issues.
And once the Democrats get control of a city, you never go red again because they engage in election fraud.
Absolutely. They take charge, and we've lost it forever.
You know, they're very close by the next election, the one after that, winning Texas. And all these good old boys won't go out and warn people, won't rally them to vote. That'll never happen in Texas. California was as right-wing as we were 30 years ago. You need to wake up.
Yeah, wake up now and smell the coffee. Because if you don't, you know, we're going to lose. You're going to lose the Second Amendment. You're going to have red flag laws in the state of Texas. You know, and I never thought in a million years I would be talking about having a red flag law, talking about universal background checks. But that's all you're hearing now. I'm hearing this coming from the governor's office. I'm hearing this coming from some of our, you know, so-called Republican elected officials that are in D.C., and they're saying, hey, we need to, you know, let's do universal background checks. I'm like, what are you talking about universal background checks for? And I want people to understand, what does that really mean? When you say universal background checks, you're saying that, let's say you did something 20, 30 years ago, and you've been an outstanding citizen. You paid your debt to society. That means that you're never going to be forgiven for that crime. Why send someone to jail? Why make them pay for that debt to society if they're not going to get their rights back?
But I was about to say it's worse than that. The Democrats were saying just extrajudicially, if somebody thinks you're scary, you'd even make a threat, you lose your guns. And then it gets even worse than that. They're talking about these red flag laws. Take the universal background or the gun show loophole. That means that a father can't give his son a shotgun.
That is correct. That's correct. You can't pass it down to your, you know, father, to son, or, you know, to an uncle or a brother or anything like that. You're going to have to walk into a gun store and do a background check first just to give someone a gift.
CentralTexasGunWorks.com. And there's not that many homeless people. It's not bad there, but it's bad pretty much everywhere now. It's like Day of the Dead, as Joe Rogan described it in Los Angeles. It's getting worse. So we're trying to bring attention to the Blue City Blight. Thank you so much. CentralTexasGunWorks.com. Michael Cargill, thanks for coming in, my friend.
Absolutely, Alex. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. We'll be back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Since last hour's topic that's so critical. Communist China is now in control of Apple. It's in control of the iPhones and all the devices. It's been given the code keys publicly. Huawei is admittedly spying on us. Trump said no. They're holding Hong Kong hostage, threatening to invade, declare martial law. They've infiltrated the colleges, the government. They have back doors in the chips. And the media is siding with China. The Washington Post is siding with China. This is a big deal. What do you think about that? Let's see who's been holding the longest here. Chad in Washington, thank you so much for holding. Then we'll go to Josh, Adam, and others. Go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, a couple of points I want to make here. I just want to ask you, what do you think of the Foxconn factory that's about to open here in the U.S.? I remember you years ago always talking about those factories and the suicide nets, and kind of just sounds like we're turning into China slowly. And then I would like to make another point about the Second Amendment and Donald Trump and Crenshaw. You know, everyone is in lockstep right now for gun control. There's not really a politician out there against gun control, particularly when we're talking red flag laws. And remember, Crenshaw isn't just talking rhetoric. He's a co-author of the TAPS Act. He helped write that. And this is what they're going to be pushing when they go back into session in September, Congress, that is. And I think when it comes to the Second Amendment, Trump is a complete failure. He's done more damage than Obama. That's now history now. Sadly, truth is stranger than fiction. That's really all I'm at with it. And I don't think I'm voting at all in 2020.
You know, I hear you. Trump's big failing is that he's never been a gun guy. His sons told him he's wrong. Nobody used the bump stocks. They're pieces of junk. So they're like, oh, let him do that. But it creates the idea that taking guns means we're going to be safer when that's a fraud. And it's one of Trump's biggest failings. Yeah, he's doing a good job on a lot of other things. I'm glad it's not Hillary, but you're absolutely right. Why should we try to appease the Violence Policy Center and Million Moms for Gun Confiscation? Why did Crenshaw, like you say, co-author the really draconian bill that they support? You're right. And then separately, we have regulations and things for safer factories than China. Foxconn is coming here under pressure from Trump, but they're only giving us one out of, I forget, they got a whole bunch of factories, something like 100 or something in China. And so they're only bringing one to Wisconsin. And so I don't see that as us becoming China. I see that as the pressure to bring a lot of jobs back to the U.S. But you bring up really, really good points. Thank you for the call. You know, again, listeners have been really angry about the red flag stuff. And I told you if they pass it or try to pass it, I'll get really mad. I've been told by NRA board members, not one but two, that have met with Trump, that he said, watch, I'll tell him. Because it's all emotional, that, okay, we'll do something, and then they'll ask for everything and won't get it. But I just don't think you should play politics like that. And I was right. He took it down from pressure. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe the pressure made Trump pull it. Maybe he really wants to take our guns. That's just insane. And people are not going to accept it. The First Amendment and the Second Amendment are more important than Trump. And remember, he rode in, he surfed in on a wave of nationalism and populism. Okay, let's go ahead and go to who's been holding longest now. That would be Ben in Canada. Ben, you're on the air. Welcome.
How's it going today?
Good, brother.
A couple of things I want to talk to you about. I want to give you a Canadian perspective of the stuff you're talking about. Everything you talk about is happening in Canada as far as the guns being taken away. The drug problem, if you've ever seen Hastings Street in Vancouver, B.C., terrible. One of the worst streets in North America. And on the topic of Trump, as far as Alberta goes, Canada has done a survey on Trump, and Alberta leads Canada in Trump support. So I just want to let you know that. And as far as China goes, I support Trump myself on the China situation. However, Trudeau, we've dealt with China quite a bit in our trade, and as you know, your farming community is suffering slowly because of China cutting your farming off. So they're doing the same thing in Canada. But the first...
Oh, you're right. We're in a war, brother, so people are going to get hurt. Go ahead.
Oh, we're in a war. We're in a war. And as far as China goes, the first chance Trudeau gets to start dealing with China again, regardless of what Trump does, and let me say again, I support Trump more than I do Trudeau, which is sad, but not that I hate Trump, I hate Trudeau. But the first chance Trudeau gets to deal with China again, he will, just for his own, political gains, just so he can stay in power. He doesn't really give a crap.
I think that's an understatement on Trudeau, Ben. You're awesome. Thanks for holding, and thanks for calling from the beautiful country of Canada. Okay, let's go ahead and go next to California and Adam. Adam, thanks for calling, and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Alex, this is Adam with NoMoreNews.org. I've been one of your biggest fans for 10 years, and perfect topic today to talk about treason in China, because ever since the rise of Trump, I really studied it deep and realized that all the accusations and rumors about you being a Zionist apologist, propagandist are all right, and Trump is a completely a Zionist agent, owned by Adelson, AIPAC, ZOA, bailed out by the Rothschilds in the early 90s for billions of dollars with Wilbur Ross, who's now our Commerce Secretary. He got the top Zionist award in 1983 from the JNF, the Jewish National Fund, founded by Theodore Herzl. He's totally controlled by Netanyahu and Kushner. Trump donates to Kushner, who is Chabad. He donates to Chabad. They consider Christianity idolatry. That's who Trump supports. And you, blaming everything on China, deflecting from who really is controlling and conquered this country, is treason. George Washington would accuse you of being a traitor, and you should be ashamed of yourself for covering up for who really controls
Trump. Okay, can I talk now, Adam? I barely think about Israel, and I've seen the mental illness of people out there that say that I work for Israel or I get talking points from Israel. Israel is, again, a diverse group of people, different parties, just like the U.S., just like Russia. I've been accused of working for Putin. I've been accused of working for the Vatican, Israel. I'm an American. I'm a Texan that believes in the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I'm trying to create a big tent to bring everybody around Americana and stop all the racial and cultural division that the left is using. And I've seen the extreme left, like the Four Horsemen, Tlaib and AOC and, all those folks, Peanut Head from Somalia, whatever her name is, all that literally constantly saying the same thing, that Israel needs to be overthrown, that Israel runs America. And so what you're saying is I'm the bad guy, and AOC and Tlaib and Omar and other folks and Presley, they're the good guys. That's what you're saying.
People have been saying this about Zionism.
Listen, stop it for a minute. Answer my question, okay? Because I support the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Second Amendment. I want to protect the unborn. I'm a Christian. And I have experienced the lies and the fetish that people that obsess on Israel, people that obsess on Masons and all this stuff, it's crazy. I'm trying to create unity around the Bill of Rights and Constitution and making our sovereignty great and believing on our country again. And I mean, China does own our debt, the biggest part of it. China has bought up the big production companies. SICOM propaganda is everywhere. The Washington Post is saying, we hope Xi crushes Trump. I mean, that happened at Davos. They said Xi will crush Trump. I mean, these are real things. I mean, you're telling me that the CHICOMs, that the CFR doesn't say that the Chinese century is here and that America's done, and the Economist owned by the Rothschilds, you want to talk about Jews all day? I mean, you understand, like, the Rothschilds tried to unseat Netanyahu. You understand that the Jewry worldwide is not one block. I mean, you've actually read real history books, right? Not just Nazi books.
See, you're talking about red flag laws, and you say anybody that criticizes Israel is mentally ill, and you call them...
Hold on, that's not real... I don't believe if someone says they think you're mentally ill that you should have your guns taken. Now that is a ad hominem attack. That is twisted. That is a fraud. Now, I do not believe anybody should have their guns taken unless they're saying, I'm going to go kill these innocent people. Then that's a terroristic threat. They should be arrested, taken in for mental evaluation. I'm saying people that fetishize the Vatican running everything, people that fetishize Jews running everything, people that fetishize this or that group running everything, I'm going to hold you over so you can finish up. And I got to be fair to Justin and Josh and Rex, because we got Mike Adams coming up. This is divide and conquer. If you've got AIPAC supporting gun control, I've come out against AIPAC when some of their people supported it. I go off issues here. Do I not like some of the Israel lobby manipulating the U.S.? Absolutely. I don't want the Chinese lobby either, but you saying the Chinese aren't powerful is pure crap.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.